You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
During this pandemic, there have been a lot of people who have gone above and beyond, donating their money, their time, and even their blood. But as our own Jabuki Young White reports, for some people, it's not that easy to be a hero.
With a vaccine still about a year away, medical experts are looking at other ways to treat COVID-19 patients. And there's one thing right now that seems to be working.
Convalescent plasma?
Convalescent plasma.
Convalescent plasma.
Plasma? Actually, the plasma of recovered COVID patients, it's the one thing right now more valuable than toilet paper. If you've recovered from COVID-19, doctors want your blood. So I sat down with two people who might be able to help. Do you still have COVID, or like, how does that work?
No, I'm good. I was cleared. I've been without symptoms for about 30 some days now.
So I've been symptom free from coronavirus for about 3 weeks and I'm basically recovered.
So can you explain to me what convalescent plasma treatment is?
Yeah, that's where people donate plasma to get people better.
Oh, okay. Right. That's the therapy that Madonna uses on her face where she takes the blood of her 20-year-old lovers to look younger. Okay.
So it's not exactly that, but what happens is people who have coronavirus, their immune systems develop antibodies against the virus, and the treatment gives those antibodies to people who are dying from the disease so that the antibodies can fight the virus for them so they recover more quickly.
Wow. That's really dope that you donated plasma and took time to think about other people during a pandemic. That's pretty laudable.
We didn't.
Yes, it's not quite that easy.
Whoa, why is that?
I'm gay.
I'm gay too, and the FDA says that we are not allowed to donate blood.
So you can't donate blood because you're gay?
Pretty much.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Back in 1983, the FDA banned gay men from donating blood. This was during the AIDS crisis, which was another disease that the government didn't do shit about until it was far too late. In 2015, that ban was lifted. But if a gay man wanted to donate blood, he just couldn't have sex for 12 months. That's some straight up Mike Pence shit right there. But now, in the middle of this pandemic, the FDA relaxed their bullshit policy to 3 months of abstinence. That's like an entire cuffing season. Like, where are you going to find a man who hasn't had sex in 3 months?
So I'm actually eligible to donate for the first time since I was 18.
Oh, boom!
So after a few rounds of screenings, I was given an appointment to donate.
So what are gay blood drives like now? Like, is everybody on Molly and listening to the new Dua Lipa album?
Yeah, it wasn't quite like that. After I arrived and was preparing to donate through the New York Blood Center, they asked me why I hadn't donated since I was 18. I volunteered I was gay, and that's when they told me they're not yet recognizing the new relaxed deferral, and so they weren't willing to accept my donation.
Wow, they are making it really hard for you guys. You know, if you want them to take your blood, you can't just reveal that you're gay. You're gonna have to pass as a straight guy.
What do straight people look like?
Okay, so first, Lucas, let's take a look at your outfit. I'm going to need you to stand up and twirl around, not twirl, spin around.
Okay. So I've got this.
Okay. Is this your straightest outfit right now? Your look should kind of say, I'm looking for a girlfriend to shop for me because I can't shop for myself. That should also, do you have any clothes that your mom bought you?
No, I don't.
No?
No.
Plaid? Do you have any plaid? Any plaid? More plaid? No plaid.
Yeah, but it's really cute. It like it fits like exactly.
No. Yeah. How about any bootcut jeans?
No, I mean straight cut.
Do you have any shoes that look like they're too casual for formal events and then too formal for casual events and they're scuffed up and they look like they're the only shoes that you've owned for the past decade? Yeah, never mind, Lucas, never mind. You can have a seat. You can have a seat. Let me hear you say, just say bro.
Like if I say, take my blood, brah.
Brah. And there it is. Wow, I'm there. SoCal, skater, you know, 90. I'm there and I'm sold. I believe it.
Yeah, the thing is we shouldn't have to pass as straight, right?
What do you mean, Jack?
So being gay or bisexual isn't a real risk factor for HIV. Say you have a straight man who's had sex with 100 women in the past month and never used a condom. That person can still donate blood. But if there is a gay man who's been having sex with his husband and wearing condoms consistently, that person can't.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we need science and not stigma to make decisions about donor eligibility.
The FDA is sending this message again that if you're gay, the only way that you can be a good, clean, charitable person, the kind of person who donates blood, is if you don't have sex.
So until the FDA comes around, we'll just have to keep our fine, fabulous blood all to ourselves.
Thank you so much for that, Jabuki. And in some good news, one of the men Jabuki interviewed has since been able to donate his plasma to a private hospital. Hopefully the federal guidelines will change soon to make that more common.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.